Next up on the show, want to bring in a guest to talk about a new project I'm really excited about. We alluded to it a little bit earlier when I was talking to Nick and mentioning Epicenter, but this guest is going to explain to you everything that's going on. The project is called Open Stable, and this is there's a mission associated with Open Stable that folks are going to know who listen to me all the time, how much I connect with. The idea of trying to grow the sport with newer fans. There's a couple of different ways of doing so. And to tell us all about it, we now bring in Brian Klatsky. Brian, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Pete.
I'm very excited to talk to you about this. You got big news in the Open Stable world. And let's start with, actually, I mentioned about Epicenter, but let's start with this other initiative you've got going on this week that I'm really excited to be doing some work with you on promoting, because I think it's really cool.
The jocks room is it's really exciting. I think that the jockeys are the athletes that risk their lives every day. Sometimes the gamblers look at them as just a name on a horse, but you know, these are real athletes that make quick decisions that a lot of people take for granted, and they're hard on them when they have losing tickets, but they are really, really interesting athletes that I think this project lets the fan really get closer to them to engage and learn more about what goes into a jock's life. And it's a great way to support the Permanently Disabled Jock Fund. And I think it's really exciting for the younger fans to get to know those athletes riding these great horses.
Let's start with the most basic question of all. What is the Jocks Room?
So the Jocks Room, it's really a fan club utilizing blockchain technology. What we're doing is blending real life experiences and utility with NFTs. The word NFT is, it gets fuzzy. A lot of people don't really understand what it does. For us, it's an access ticket to that club and to engage with those jockeys. This goes way beyond the digital side. The physical collectible that comes with the collection is really what connects the dots for a lot of people. So we have created a platinum card, which is same size and shape as like an Amex platinum card, that has a picture of the jockey that is the same image that would be on the NFT. And the jockey will sign with Sharpie on the back of the card, give you the real autograph, and have an authentic collectible that connects to the digital NFT. We use that card as a way to show proof of ownership. So for example, if we're going to have meet Johnny Velasquez after the races today, and anybody that's in Johnny V's club can show either their digital wallet or show the physical platinum card they received. And what's cool about it is the cards all have serial numbers, there's limited edition, and I think they become collectibles the same way a baseball card would be. And it's just a way to give that younger fan something in their hand to say, hey, I'm with you, Johnny, and I'm in your club, and it opens up the door for lots of utility. One of the cool things we've done is we also have another technology partner, Mucho, that lets us give out real life rewards. So for example, if we had a promo where if Johnny V won 3 races in a day, we can then let all of the Johnny V club members receive a free burrito at Chipotle or a pizza from Papa John's. Like, we have the ability to get really creative in a reward structure to make it fun for those fans.
I love this because I've heard other horse racing NFT type pitches, and we've sat in meetings, and it's never really connected with me until we sat down and we're talking this week. And what I really like about it is the connection to the physical world, not just in terms of having this awesome collectible. You showed me one of the cards and it was super cool and something that you'd absolutely want to have and feel special when it's in your hand. But then the connection to the real world experiences is what really put me over the top. The chance to get to have this connection to the athlete themselves. And that brings me to 2 points that I wanted to ask you to elaborate on. There's authentic engagement here. This doesn't feel like some third party trying to capitalize. The actual athletes with the Jocks Room, they're bought in to this process. And then it's this very creative way to use technology to connect fans to athletes in a way that I've never seen before.
We've been able to use some of our previous projects to gain a lot of insight into the market. For example, when we had Epicenter in the Derby, to be able to have these interactive Zooms where you'll have the connections of Epicenter be able to get on the night before the Derby and talk about, you know, to have Joel and to have Scott get on that Zoom with the fans. It was really exciting. And then to follow that back up as we head into the Jim Dandy. Just a lot of that, being able to test the technology and sort of build the foundation, got us to the point where we're ready to bring the jocks on board. This has been in the works for probably 6 to 8 months already, but we wanted to make sure that that true engagement that you're referring to, that we had gotten all the glitches out and really tweaked it nicely so that we're ready to deliver that kind of content. When we say the jocks room, as much as it's what they call the jockey's locker room at the track, you know, for us, the jocks room is also an information portal where you'll come, you'll be able to listen to podcasts, video clips from the jocks, recapping certain rides, giving their thoughts on what they think their live horses will be, having that interaction where, hey, you know, Johnny's going to break the record, having a Zoom with Johnny talk about afterwards what were how important it was, and be able to let those fans ask questions. And the really what's really cool about the project is Ramon Dominguez is going to be a major part of this. He has led the initiative with us. And, you know, Ramon, such a great rider, lives up in Saratoga now, the perfect world-class jockey with all the experience to understand what it takes to make something like this be successful.
And this is something I think that people in our audience especially are really going to get. How cool of an idea is that ahead of a big day of racing or a meet like Saratoga to be able to have a private conversation with a jock about the horses they're most excited about riding that day. I mean, that to me is something really special, and it speaks to that way of connecting fans and horse players in this case to the athletes. I think it's great, and we're going to be helping you create some other content around it too. It's starting this week with a little special we're going to do about Epicenter. But before we pivot to talk a little bit more about the Legendary Racing Prospect Collection, Epicenter specifically, in terms of the drop of the Jocks Room, where can folks find it? What do they have to do? What does it cost, et cetera?
The Jocks Room is going to drop on Friday, and you can get there through jocksroom.io, J-O-C-K-Z, room.io. It's inexpensive. This is about connecting the fans. There'll be a couple different price points if you want a fully digital version or if you want the digital plus the autograph card. We'll be starting at $29. You won't see anything over $100. That would include both the platinum card and the digital. Different jockeys may have some different price points. All that will be live on the website on Friday.
Who are you going live with?
The top 10 riders at Saratoga will be dropped on Friday. And from there, we'll expand the collection with California riders. We're looking to bring riders from all across the country. The big names from Saratoga will be where we start. Expect to see us carry this into Kentucky Downs, into Keeneland, Churchill. With the Breeders' Cup at Keeneland this year, we expect to have the full international range of riders. It's going to be exciting.
Very, very cool. Let's talk specifically about Epicenter a little bit more. How does it work for people who want to get involved ahead of this huge race this weekend, the Travers?
Well, first things first, I want to just talk about his work this morning. He came out at 5:30, did a really nice, easy half mile blowout on the Oklahoma track. I saw him schooled in the paddock a couple days ago. I mean, he looks fresh. He's sharp. It's going to be hard to beat this horse. He's peaking at the right time. He had a nice break. I think the Jim Dandy was a nice warm up, and this, I think he brings his best this weekend. But I'm not giving betting advice.
That's not what this project is about. Connected to the Legendary Racing Prospect Collection NFT.
So we started the Prospects Collection into the Kentucky Derby. We had four prospects. Epicenter, we really thought until the last 100 yards that we had a Derby winner. But the project started where we sold the NFT, and it's $98. That included the platinum card that was autographed by either Steve, Joel, or Ron. We have a few limited edition that has all three signatures on it. So if someone buys one of the Epicenter NFTs this week, five randomly selected will get that card with all three signatures. We like to do a surprise. You don't know what's going to come in the mail, whether it's going to be Ron or whether it's going to be Joel or Steve. But I think that makes it fun. But at the end of the day, this isn't really an NFT play. This is to join the ride. We want you to feel a part of the Epicenter journey. You know, we had paddock passes drawing to our NFT holders. We had welcome invitation to the winner's circle for the Jim Dandy. had a really nice couple from Saratoga that sat up in the owner's boxes for Jim Dandy. So for this weekend, if you do hold one of the Epicenter NFTs, you will be in that drawing for paddock passes for the Traverse and for Traverse seats. You also got a free burrito from Chipotle for winning the Jim Dandy, and you got a digital trophy limited edition for anyone that owns an NFT. You got a digital NFT trophy delivered to your wallet. That's actually being delivered this week. So you get your trophy too. So for what we want to do is similar to My Racehorse, where you're actually buying equity in the horse. We're sort of giving you that ride, be a part of the connections, be able to follow that super horse, enjoy, be on the inside of the game with the Legendary Racing Prospects Collection. So we're fortunate that Ron Winchell has been a great partner on this. He's all about growing the game, and he wants to engage the fan. And this really makes it simple for owners to participate, because it gets really complicated when you start selling micro shares and percentages of your horse. You know, there comes a lot of different security laws that revolve around that. This is truly a fan club that lets you really be a part of that ride. And the Epicenter collection, there's still some available. At some point when we do sell out, then these things could have a scarcity value where they rise in value and trade on a secondary market. But this isn't a crypto play. It's not an NFT play. This is a fan club. This is a way to join that ride and experience a really special horse in Epicenter.
Where can folks go to learn more, to get involved?
Openstable.io. Everything's up there live now. You get a chance to see some of the daily comments of what's going on in Epicenter's life. One of the other things that's cool, if Epicenter wins the Traverse, we can take flowers from the blanket and distribute that to the different NFT holders. We can do drawings for his horseshoes or a halter, and really let fans be like, hey, I have some really nice real life tokens from sharing that ride. So I think it's the creativity continues to evolve, and we take a lot of feedback. And that's what's really special about the blockchain is for us, is that we can constantly be adding on more incentives and really more access as the project grows. And if he goes on to be a stallion, we can set up visits to the farm to come, you know, NFT holders to come visit Epicenter at the stallion farm, or you can even have NFT day where you can come out to Keeneland and visit your horse. So there's all these different things that having a great partner like Ron enables. For us, it's to pick the right horses with the right connections that want to share that journey.
It's very, very creative. And I like that idea that you're really only limited by your own imagination and how this can continue to evolve. You mentioned the extra content being created around the horses as well, and some of the things you've done in the past. We'll be doing, I guess you could call it almost like a free preview, a little bit of what that's going to be like. We'll create a show that will be available widely, but the kind of thing that eventually I would assume we could do much more of behind the scenes for people who are in the club. But we're definitely going to give a little bit of a taste talking to some of the key members of Team Epicenter this week. I'm really looking forward to that. We're going to have you for a longer visit soon, but I do want people to at least get some sense of who you are and where you come from. And I love the fact, the connection to basketball. Let's start with, this is only semi autobiographical question. Let's start with where the idea for Open Stable came from and fold in a little of your story as well.
Open Locker is a holding company. It was originally started to do this similar fan athlete engagement with NIL and college athletes. I run a grassroots AAU program team called Team Rio, based out of New Jersey. We've got roughly about 100 players that played Division I and a few players in the NBA. So I've been around the thoughts of NIL for a long time. And when NIL kicked in this summer, last summer, we were in a position where, like, how can we help bridge the fan to the athlete through NIL? And we started this project with the UConn men's basketball team and had great success. And we found out, you know, with the platinum cards and ability to support, you have your fan base support your athletes, it was really well received. Most people had never purchased an NFT before. They had done it because they want to support their athletes and really get to know what's going on in their lives and be a part of this Boneyard Huskies club at UConn. So from there, I've been so passionate about racing. I said, this is the same type of approach we need for racing. And that's sort of where it all came together for me. I started the BBN Racing Syndicate about 5 years ago with Braxton Lynch and Brendan O'Brien. And we saw the joy for so many new fans of the game to be able to go see Concrete Rose with the Saratoga Oaks, or to go to the Kentucky Derby with Hidden Stash. We took so many people that were new to that, really were sports fans and not in the game before, brought them into the BBN Syndicate, and they became race fans for life. So with that experience with Concrete Rose and with Hidden Stash, I said, there's got to be a way through this blockchain technology to have that same kind of experience to create new fans for the game.
You talked about your passion for racing and wanting to bring racing into this. I do want a couple of lines from you about where that passion for racing comes from.
The story is pretty funny. I grew up in Rumson, New Jersey, 5 minutes from Monmouth Park, had no interest, didn't know what went on over there. They never even thought of stopping in the building. I came to Skidmore College up in Saratoga to play basketball. And the first day we arrived, it was the last week of the meet. One of the incoming freshmen was Mike Venezia Jr. His father was the New York Rider, Mike Venezia. He took the basketball team over to Saratoga. Probably was right around Traverse weekend. And we became locked in. We found ourselves spending our freshman year at the Saratoga Harness Track betting Aqueduct, Simulcast, and Missing Classes, counting the days until Saratoga reopened. So we became, I guess you could start, we started as degenerates back as freshmen. And from there, the irony was my first summer back home, I was at Monmouth Park the next day, and to see Hansel, you know, running the Haskell to me was like one of those moments, like, I can't believe this Haskell is here. And I never even paid attention to it before. It was...
Where's this been all my life?
so that got us hooked. Saratoga has had a special place in my heart going to college up here. And I don't think I've missed a summer. I don't want to date myself, but it's been, 30 years.
We're on very similar trajectories, I think, as far as this goes. And yeah, for me too, Saratoga, such a key part of the origin story. I can remember going there when we really started getting the rhythm of coming regularly and saying to my friend, Frank Scatoni, who now also works in racing, with whom I worked at Simon & Schuster, saying to him, walking home one day, getting ready to fire up the grill and drink some beer and handicap the next day's races, I want to do this every day. I want to find a way that we can do this every day. And somehow we did.
Pete, one of the things that I keep finding is when you start asking everybody's origin to racing, the common theme, and I think it starts with everybody, is I got into racing because my father brought me to the track when I was a kid. That story just resonates all over the place. And what I think that this project does is, look, I don't expect a lot of old school race fans to actually embrace new technology. But what I do think is they may see this as that this is actually pretty cool. And it may be a way to get my 12-year-old son or my 8-year-old daughter to actually learn more about the sport and get interested. And this may be just one of those keys to have the next generation of fans come with their parents out to the track and then stay engaged in the sport and start to build that passion. It sort of connects the dots. And I did it with my own kid. My two sons, they were basketball, everything growing up. But I still dragged them to Saratoga. I begged them with cotton candy and ice cream. And those years, yeah, was it a long, hot day and they didn't have the great, to them, I had more fun. But now they like coming to the track more than I do even. They are locked in. And for them, a week in Saratoga is as special of any part of the year to them. And I think that is what, my takeaway was, is that if my own kids built a passion through me sharing it with them, this is a tool that allows others to do the same.
Very, very well put. Before I let you go, remind people one more time the key URLs to learn more.
OpenStable.io and JocksRoom.io. That's JOCKZ Room.io.
We'll be having you on again soon. And stay tuned to the In the Money Media Network for more on this project, specifically with Epicenter, a little bit later this week. We'll talk soon, my friend.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Pete.